We need to go to Canberra and talk to Kerri-Anne Walsh at this time of day. Kia ora, Kerri-Anne.
Kia ora. How's everybody today?
Oh, we are well. But you know what? After last week talking about your lovely dog, I was delighted to see the pictures that you sent to us. What an absolute sweetheart, all 32 kilograms of him.
Yes.
Now then, the bubble. It's going to happen. When are you coming?
Oh, look, I don't think I'll be there in the first flight, which is in about a week and a half, but I will definitely come over before mid-year. I just have to time it properly. I've got a few things on. I've got writing another book. And
not another book?
Another book. I'm really bumping up against a deadline or two here, so I have to get that sorted. But also, there's such uncertainty around the bubble, and there's so much uncertainty here now with the Prime Minister's late-night press conference last night saying that the AstraZeneca vaccine was being restricted for those under 50. A whole vaccination rollout plan has been thrown into disarray. So there's a fair degree of uncertainty here. I mean, the bubble has been one of the standing jokes here now for a year. I mean, I recall putting my name down when Canberra Airport first said, OK, who wants to be on the first flight to Wellington from Canberra last July? And it seems every 6 weeks they'd say, the bubble's coming. Now the dates have been announced, but then yesterday we hear that you have a quarantine worker in Auckland that has been infected, and people here are going, oh, dear. What's going to happen? Do we risk it? Do we buy our airplane tickets?
Well, see, that's the thing, isn't it? That I suppose we're in that position where it could be derailed potentially quite quickly and quite easily. And so there must be a bit of, not quite buyer beware perhaps, but a hesitancy.
It's a hesitancy, and it is flyer and buyer beware, as your Prime Minister pointed out. But nevertheless, airplane seats have gone through the roof in the last 48 hours since the announcement was made. I saw the Air New Zealand head honcho on the telly last night saying, "Whoa, we've just been swamped." So there's hesitancy, but at the same time, people are prepared to gamble with it. I mean, we are a nation of gamblers, so there you go.
Well, there is that, I suppose. I guess, though, if we can have a quick word on AstraZeneca and a bit of context around this. Blood clots from AstraZeneca, I think it's about 4 in 1 million.
Four to six in 1 million, but in Europe, and one case here.
Yes, but blood clots from the contraceptive pill, 1 in 1,000. Why is everyone losing their minds about it?
I don't know. 4 in 10,000 here for the contraceptive pill. Because I think the death rate, the mortality rate from the AstraZeneca blood clot is so much higher, it's 25%. And so that's what's alarming people. I mean, the chief medical officer here and the Prime Minister last night said, we're doing this out of an abundance of caution. But of course, the only two other options we've got is Pfizer, and we've got scarce supplies of that, or Novavax, which hasn't come online and is unlikely to until the end of the year.
Kia ora, Kerri-Anne. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.